CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 25th of April 2021. Here are the main news headlines. 400 lockdown nets for Hambleton. Martin G3YJO on Radio 4. Free Contest University Online. On the 22nd of April, Hambleton ARS passed the 400th consecutive day of a net on 2 metres FM. It was started during the COVID-19 lockdown to keep members and amateurs in the area in touch and able to summon help or assistance if required. The net starts at 11 a.m. on the calling frequency and usually moves to S18 if clear. All amateurs are invited to join in, and so far over 70 different stations have been logged. The net controller is usually Tony G3MAE, who has missed less than 5 days of operating during that time. A cabin fever award is available for any station taking part, issued by Tim G0TYM via email cqrz.com. This week, Radio 4's programme The Life Scientific featured Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, G3YJO. He's the pioneer of microsatellites. He talked about his progress from UOSAT-1 via CubeSats to the Surrey Satellite Technology Sale to Airbus. You can hear the interview online via BBC Sounds. The Dayton Hamfention may have been cancelled for 2021, but the contest university will still take place on the 20th of May. It'll be held online free of charge via Zoom starting at 1300 UTC. Registration is open at contestuniversity.com. There is an IET webinar about amateur radio on the 12th of May starting at 7:30 p.m. You might be interested to see how the presenter, Phil Gould, presents the hobby to the audience. It's a free lecture entitled To the Other Side of the World and Beyond, an Appreciation of Amateur Radio. Go to events.theiet.org and scroll through until you reach the 12th of May. You can register via the button there. The Radio Club of Haiti's 10-metre FM repeater project is now live. It operates with its transmitter on 29.620 MHz and the receiver on 29.520 MHz. The tone is 103.5. At the moment, the call sign is HH70X-R, but that will change to HH2BM-R in honour of Bernard, HH2BM, who sadly didn't see the project go live before going silent key. The Youngsters on the Air summer camp, due to be held in Croatia, has been postponed until 2022 because of COVID. News on the rearranged camp will be available nearer the date. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that sees many amateur radio stations get on the air. The aim is to raise awareness of the voluntary work of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution and the National Coast Watch Institution. The event starts at 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and coincides with the RNLI's own May Day fundraising month. For further details, go to sosradioweek.org.uk. The Hungarian Amateur Radio Society will commemorate the 230th anniversary of the birth of Samuel Morse with 9 special call signs. Look for activity on CW and SSB until the 27th of April. CMRASZ.org and click on S. Morse Award 2021 for all the details. Now for DX News, Joe9H5JO will be on the air at weekends during April from Malta between 1200 and 1300 UTC each Saturday and Sunday. He'll listen specifically for Foundation licensees on or very near 14.268 megs. This could be a really good opportunity to get Malta in your logbook. Matthew M0ZMS will be seconded to the RAF station at Mount Pleasant, Falkland Islands, SA002. From late April to late August, he'll be active as VP8ZMS, hopefully using the Royal Air Force ARS Club Station Shack. He operates digital mode CW and some SSB, QSL via home call and logbook of the world. EP3CQ will be back to Mogadishu, Somalia from the 25th of April for 2 months. In his spare time, he'll operate mainly FT8 on various bands as 60100. QSL direct to details on qrz.com. Take, JI3DST, will be active as JI3DST/5 from Shodo Island, AS200 from the 29th of April to the 5th of May. He'll operate the SSB, CW and FT8 40 to 6 metre bands and will also be on the air as JR8YLY/5, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now for special event news, 8N1 Morse is a special call sign celebrating the 230th anniversary of the birth of Samuel Morse and other significant landmarks in the history of CW. It'll be on the air until the 28th of February 2022. Website is under construction at 8N1Morse.org. Now some contest news, with different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions. Please follow the relevant national and local restrictions. This weekend, the SPDX Ritty contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 25th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, SP stations also send the province code. Today, the 25th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is just the serial number. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the UK EI Contest Club 80 metre contest run from 1900 to 2000 UTC, CW only. Exchange is your locator reference. On Thursday, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, Ritty and PSK only. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 432 megs to 245 gigs trophy runs for 24 hours, 1400 UTC on the 1st of May. Using all modes on those bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday, the 1st of May, sees the 432 megs trophy contest run from 1400 to 2000 UTC. All modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 2nd, the 10 gigs trophy runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the ARI International DX contest runs for 24 hours starting at 1200 on the 1st of May, that is, using CW, phone and Ritty on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Italian stations give their province code. Next Sunday, the 2nd, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon runs from the 1st of May to the 1st of August. Just exchange your 4-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. Last week, they write, was marked by solar flares, perhaps giving us a taste of things to come as the solar cycle progresses. The KP index hit 4 on Monday after the weekend's high of 5. Luckily, things then calmed down and we've been seeing the KP index down to 2 overall. There was even one 3-hour period where it was 0. We've had no more sunspots this week, which are always welcome. Region 2817 has now rotated off the sun's visible disk, but region 2816 and 2818 have been very active. They pushed the solar flux index to 86 on Monday, but it was back down to 78 by Thursday. The first M-class solar flare since the 29th of November last year was observed around region 2816 in the sun's southeast quadrant at 2342 UTC on the 19th of April. Luckily, this occurred at night, so had zero effect on the ionosphere over the UK. A coronal mass ejection, or CME, associated with this flare has been assessed as passing just behind the Earth, but the Met Office's space weather team said there was a slight chance of a glancing blow in the coming days. A long-duration C-class flare around the same region occurred at approximately 0415 UTC on the 22nd and looks to have produced a possible Earth-directed CME. If this is the case, we may expect the KP index to rise, perhaps early in the weekend, resulting in reduced maximum usable frequencies. HF conditions have been relatively lackluster this week, although there has been some activity on 10 metres FT8. EA has been copied, perhaps via early season sporadic E, and Bob, VP8LP, on the Falkland Islands, has put in an appearance during the late afternoon at numerous South American stations. Daytime MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path have generally struggled to exceed 18 megs at times, although there have been the odd DX openings on 21, 24, and even 28 megs. Next week, NOAA predicts the SFI will remain low, perhaps even dropping into the high 60s. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be generally quiet, with a maximum KP index of 3. But do look out for further solar flares, which could cause short-lived disturbances on HF, and the strong possibility of coronal mass ejections that could impact the Earth 1 or 2 days later, depending on the solar wind speed. Now for VHF and up, conditions are starting out with a tropo frame of mind into this weekend, but there are hints of a small low tracking south across Scotland at the end of this weekend and probably across the North Sea to establish low pressure to the east of the UK after midweek. This will probably mean that the tropo period is weakened gradually and that further lows near southern Britain at the end of the week. With those, there is likely to be a subtle shift to rain scatter propagation for the gigahertz bands. We keep flagging up the forthcoming sporadic E station season, and clusters show it's just getting underway in an FT8 sense. It will no doubt start to show up with 10 metres or 6 metre beacons soon, so worth checking in your favourite beacon list regularly. If you haven't got one yet, this would be a very good time to save a list of half a dozen frequencies for each band in the rig memories to make sure you can check for openings easily. From a jet stream perspective, initially paths to Scandinavia look promising, and by midweek probably more towards southeastern Europe and the Ukraine. Moon declination went negative today, so moon windows are short and the moon is at low elevation. The upside is that we have low path losses with perigee tomorrow, that's Monday. The April Lyrids meteor shower produced some good meteor scatter QSOs last week, and with the Eta Aquarids set to peak on the 5th of May, the new meteor scatter season is well underway. Look at the usual frequencies for the main digimode activity. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me likewise until next week.